everyone. We're gonna start. Which means we eventually gonna finish, which is sad. This reading is called the Buddhists versus the Marxists. And I am making this stuff
what's
up.
What's the versus part?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Buddhists and the Marxists.
Thank you.
You and your competition.
Guess who said?
Yes.
Guess who said? Who said the versus part? So it was a reading. Like class struggle. We all about that. Anyway, so we gonna. There is a special guest coming from town and out of town, Mickey O'Connell. So the readers tonight is Maggie Zahra and Mickey will share a 15-minute slot, and then Stephen Collis, then Norman, and then Susan. And I will not make an introduction. I'm the MC and the poet and the critic, and I will blog about the thing later. Okay? So anyway, that's me and Mickey. Mickey, you wanna come over?
Are you a Marxist? Are you a Marxist?
What does this mean?
Marxist Buddhist.
No, I'm a Taoist. Thank you guys for coming. I hope this will be fun. And I'm really grateful for Wilson and 1412 for enabling the place for us. Going and they let the poets use it whenever we need it, and it's a big deal. And I'm obviously unorganized. So anyway, so this is coming from the heart. Thank you. So Mickey and I will do this by the book, 15 minutes.
By the book.
So we'll schedule 7:25. 7:40, the buzzer will
electrocute us.
Yes, it's
a waste of time. Wow.
Yeah, you are.
Well, Maggie was very generous to offer me to read with him, so that was really nice. And I guess there's enough light. Okay, poem. To Lisa Campbell. Call to me across tumult and years as umbrellas pour through darkness. Pizza pies arrive via the sky. Snow dispels melancholy, actually blue, voluminous and enfolded. In time for two decades of kisses, bright and various as life lived in a red kasbah, ponder over tile walls and blue eyes. Slipshod empty wine bottles form a pathway to heaven, where I am borne along on breezes and birds into your arms as we climb into the air again and again, heart open toward pain and joy and lottery tickets found in a blue cypress forest on the moon, imbued with devil may care tenderness, abate, sing like a galley slave, happy to be breathing night after day, blended with a certain skateboard abandon. Murmurs heard near prayer flags fluttering and skirting a building at the edge of the world.
The wine and the beer.
Is that a terrible poem?
That's the title of the poem. The Recovery Diary, an homage to Daniel Colbert. Cairo, Doha Square. Haven't been there in many years. A week left to leave Egypt. I'm meeting a friend, the drowsiness of a stranger observing the cars. Cairo, the Malik, nothing happens. The smallness I entered a while ago, it's called madness. Maybe the problem with Seattle or America is that nothing happens there too. I like the names of Rosa Luxemburg and Antonio Gramsci to tell stories with heroes you don't know. Cairo 2016, Giulio Regini, an Italian student studying the Egyptian proletaria dead after or during torture. To be obvious, how to tell a history you don't understand. There is brutality but also beauty in this insistence on production, on technology. What I lost in kindness, I make up for with accuracy.
I wrote this poem after reading Frank O'Hara's poem, Second Avenue, which is, I think, his longest poem. And it's 18 pages, and it's not like the I did this, I did that. It's, I don't know what the hell it's about, but for a while I thought it was about him walking down Second Avenue in New York. Maybe, I don't really care what it's about, I just really loved it.
Pushkin's umbrella. Vagrantly attenuate, sediment, abrogate off hours, corral recalcitrant headdresses, Ottoman besmirch, pleasures inherent as stark melody, stride, plea, before downtown wayward ascertain, reflective, a pair of sunglasses, a mirrored, like the seawater you feed the calico cat, with mute consanguinity redolent, doubtful save dinginess, erstwhile romance, substantiate blue felt collar bobbing in time with wool coat in July, howling at your Italian shoes. They say, parole, sediment intact at leisure. Stowe's surfeit in the tow-away zone, a 1968 blue Impala coupe, complaints at the ready, handily, glibly, eschew, immodesty at rest, obliquity, pink and black balloons sans microphone, by all means man the projector in the theater of Buster Keaton's railroad goggles. I demand an occasional pound of flesh, same as any skate-on-thin-ice schematic, entrepreneur of dusty boxing rings, entertain out-of-town visitors with a visor and tambourine, word and configuration, higher mathematics, elegy, strings, spindle-stiff, vainglorious clouds and star knots, calliope on and purchase lumber. I've had a bellyful of your lamentations and vegetables. Forgo winning lottery tickets, supernatural checking accounts, parlay into fruit baskets, as forlorn landscapes accomplish serene catacoustics. Five fingers, soldiery is at last put to bed in an empire of blue sport coats and pocketbooks. He cocked his ear. The ever-present milkmaid refused demure perusal of his American passport. After 9-minute interrogation, neon signs open with nervousness. Steadfastness began to waffle as all 10 toes tapped along with a familiar tune at the speed of light. Dalliance, attendance, furtive reliquary, emblematic of fangs. So lace up your army boots. Phantom's embrace, colophone crash toward distaff Serengeti. Imbroglio, urgency, tantamount, moon. Yellow motorcycle, tag along, appease, sardonic, mollify, verisimilitudes, collapse. Two. Cantankerous, rivet excess roots, toothless ingratiate, autochthonic viciousness, calibrate wetness, intent upon muggers and forward movedness, translucence, white filaments, conversation, hurdy-gurdy bounces summer, you reticulate, plate glass window, spinal elegance, no longer distrustful, beholden, expectant, acquiescence, betrayal of trees, painted white, move to the head of the class, intrigue, intrinsic hatred of parachutes, brown eyes cast down, joggers stumble across verdant fields, go ahead, cluck your tongues on a side street lined with angels. Three. Pipsqueak, intone, mechanic, deride, elegies, why not saddle a wildebeest? Intransigence further, any foreignness, skinny arms trace outlines, sweep death away, a sack full of socks at dawn. Don't let anyone tell you this isn't life inside a telephone book compiled by nobody. 37 midgets in green high-top basketball shoes hum a tune called The First One's Free, where coffee beans embrace toe-to-toe with a lucky tooth, cigarette smoke sweeps the sky, rid of accoutrements, implement metal, different from yesterday's handstand, understood as hardscrabble, checkerboard sluice, the remains, laughter rises, drastic charges, phone numbers, gifts, function vis-a-vis the up switch, a lift, tossed away, a far orange shirt, white pants, mouthful of cigarette, freestyle, past time to apply for sainthood, trundle a burden of boxes, devoir, silver wheels that roll, conjure enlacement, slightly out of date movie posters fading as they are perused, green grapes from Tierra del Fuego, it's time to circle the wagons, contrive to cling, steadfast and laissez-faire promptness takes its leave. Alas, my heart continues to pump in harmony with window washers hanging from the 27th floor. He said, fill all balloons with nitrous oxide. It's time to hit the road. Pull that Turkish national out of the canal. He's our ablest chauffeur. Dare forsake to mention the price of corn these days. That's not white noise you hear. It's your spinal column shifting gears. Bear forth, peering absentmindedly at tomorrow's dream. Ingest extra germs, crestfallen with sea kelp, merely to display your versatility. Remember Buddha's golden languor on that afternoon burst into flames? How we cha-cha'd to a chorus of tenor saxophones. My only intent being to disfigure the sonnet form while others move to their own rhythm in a cafe devoted to travelers. Play the B-side, no matter, older or whither, goest another day on a sea of ampersands. Was that you the taxi cab was following? Is this just another love song or a carload of bees buzzing in the phone lines? All the while, her elbow nudging me to gaze intently at a postcard of the Himalayas, conveying news of a local tribal skirmish. Do people have enough oxygen to fight at such altitudes?
So these are just short poems and without a title. The condition of joining is loss of freedom. You end up in a misunderstood utopia. Everyone is marginal. I'm getting disinterested again. So I wake up in the morning and pretend I don't exist. Mickey have been like that. I guess I'm a Buddhist.
See, you had a line.
In the image of the thing, not in the thing itself, I dwell. There is no explanation though. You just cross the Atlantic to pretend you are equal to the rest of them. And you read the tough Marxists, the ones who also made poems, then fall in love with as many passers-by as you can. Like an out-of-touch troubadour closing his eyes. What is missing from our shoes, our waiting? What is missing from our waiting, our ashes? The building will drown even if by itself. I will make a phone call to greet April with good blood. I will sit in the shape of waiting and raise a map. It is what expats do. When threatened by intimacy, I will write you a kiss. Ashes to possible ashes, from the sweat in dreams to the sweat of labor. Frankly, this is about the damage that happens to the body, i.e. about time. Its passage and its staying still in meditation halls or while with you. The diagrams that the doctors used to record our deformations. Who buried the Cogito with them? Who opposed the linearity of language? So I stayed a few days in the well, but you never came. And I'm not supposed to save myself. The prophecy was the world is going to be exact again. I say hi to the cruel ones. They annotate everything and save it by the end of the day to the dust of insomnia, where I pick my pills with a wet finger like sugar. Your voice comes from down under. You are my son. I won't use your blood to save the world. The stamps, the shadows, the writings on the body with its irregularities. You hesitate which is intriguing. I miss you. I'm all that I hate. And if given time, I will also be you. But I have to wake up and make breakfast, take some pills, and go to work. So I gave up because of the sounds. But I kept my illusions enough to flirt with the strangers. In the bad kingdom, they let us smoke in alleyways. We are allowed to pleasure ourselves only once. The prostitutes here are clever nonetheless. The rhythm is not lost. We locked ourselves to stop these thoughts. The room had things to accommodate our illnesses, things to throw at each other, things to throw at strangers, etc. All revolutions fail as we learn that we find our tears. I want to narrate my thick desire for you, even without your body around. After I wash my life, I end it. I do this rigorously. You are invited to the resurrection.
We're running out of time, apparently. We're all running out of time.
Yeah, you do one, I do one, and we'll move on.
As one makes friends with oxygen, drag along vestiges, memento swag, tag along gargoyle whisper and garble at the snap of a twig, slap of a hand, rearrangement trance in space. I'm just a tumbleweed, unpack somebody else's suitcase, drift out to the stars, past green neon letters and confetti while walking on air and chewing on darkness.
So I'll finish with this one.
Yeah.
My friend D asked me, aren't you from a broken world? Why do you think you are so special, such that you deserve love? My answer was, because of this broken world, I need this love. Things float for us, things shaped like beings. We didn't preserve our chastity, we kissed. The kiss didn't bring us knowledge of trees. And the ones who kissed me back never learned what massacre I survived and on which ones I was a killer. Is it possible that Immanuel Kant's epistemological categories are too final? That they don't account for refining a taste category until it transforms to an ambiguous spiritual thing? I'm thinking of tea and kissing. How can people refine their taste such as that the taste and touch of tea or a lover's lips become ecstatic? In a crass way, Kant's a priori time is too linear. And when one, like Benjamin, is under the effect of hash, the non-linearity, the slowness, are possible. Politics is sadly a distraction as it introduces its extra oppressive elements to human lives that's already marked by disintegration and death. Maybe the world is just an entry into death. Hence, smelling you on my pillow is holy, like insomnia.